The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Good morning, and it's afternoon, evening. Good, happy
morning
Friday.
Has broken like the first dew day.
Praise for the singing.
Praise for the dating show.
It's like the first time, but it's really not. Hello.
Sorry, I don't know if we were carrying on. Good morning. Good morning, because it's not a morning.
It's not. It's Friday night. We're gonna
Saturday, Sunday,
down.
What? It's Friday night. Saturday, Sunday, what?
Is
that the singing done now? Do we have to do any more?
Oh, definitely not, because of our guests. I know I've just jumped straight there, but I feel like we might have a little sing-along a bit later on.
All right, but before we get onto the desk, fuck me.
Yeah.
Before we get onto the guest, why don't you tell me and everyone how you are?
What do you want, Mike? Because you know there's that, how are you doing? And you're like, yeah, good, how are you doing? Yeah, good. Is it one of those, or is it like, how are you?
Interpret it how you wish.
I'm going to go something in the middle. Okay. I'm going to say I'm good.
That wasn't really in the middle at all, was it? good.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm better than last week. That's what I'm going to say.
Good. Well, you look radiant.
Thanks. Cheers.
It's all right. No worries. Yeah. Anything for you.
How are you, Pete? How's Pete Wicks today, this very moment, this present moment? And that is a genuine question. How is he?
He is, he's good.
Did he just go real low?
He went really low.
Real low.
You're going to get low, low, low. No. Right.
I used to dance to that. How you?
Oh, I can just imagine CC Coleman slut dropping in the fucking club.
It wasn't even a slut drop. It was hands on the floor. Bent over. Yeah.
Twerking.
Trying. Not twerking. Just trying. But the floors were slippy. So then your hands are sort of like... not really supporting you. It was a look.
So was it more like a crab?
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Fuck, right. It was the crab.
So
I feel better about my whole life.
I mean, that was easy.
I am. So shall we talk about what we're going to talk about today?
I think we should. I think we should. We hope everyone that is listening is okay as well.
I'm still here.
So just internally, respond to us when I say, how are you? Just internally, you know, express and put that out to us.
Everyone, let's just have a minute. It's not a whole minute because it'll take too long. But everyone take 5 seconds and ask yourself, how are you? Check
how
it.
How are you?
Check it. Where are you?
How are you? Where are you? And yeah.
Okay, let's start.
Okay, so great. So if you don't know, you're listening to The Dating Show on FUBAR Radio.
Yes.
I am at the Wally from Essex, and you've got CC Coleman, the fabulous, fabulous CC Coleman.
Can we change that? I want to be something else. I want to be something.
All right. You've got me. I'm Pete. I'm from Essex. And you've also got Gary. Gary is...
My name's Gary, if you don't know, and I love tequila. You probably know that part. But
Gary loves tequila.
Gary!
So myself and Tequila Gary are going to discuss modern romance today. That is our topic. Yeah. We have a friend of mine who is a fabulous, fabulous, very fun lady, Diana Vickers. You remember her from X Factor years ago. She's also done loads of musicals and all sorts of stuff. And she does some great kind of parody singing on Instagram with her housemate. Key and D, if you don't know, you've got to check it out. We're also going to do Love the Way You Lie game, listeners' questions and advice. We also have a response from John the Wedgie Man.
Yeah, if you didn't listen last week, we had quite a lengthy conversation about wedgies.
Yes.
How you have a wedgie, what type of wedgie, are you the giver of the wedgie or the receiver of the wedgie?
And if you need your memory refreshed, CC would love to be a receiver of a wedgie because she would love to feel her underwear in certain places.
Or it just listen to the show back. Just listen to the whole show back. And don't skip that part, actually, because I got fucked over by Pete again last week. And I'm not even going to rectify it. I'm just going to roll with it.
Good.
So.
So first up, before we do all of this.
Education Station.
It's Education Station. It's
fucking
time
give
me
it
to
me.
It's time for me to educate the nation.
Give it to us.
With Pete's dating sex book. So this week.
I've got
are you
pen.
Ready?
I am ready? Ready. Teach me.
This week, it's a Simba.
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 Okay, so two things come to my head. A bed.
That was Lion King.
Lion King, but the thing with that is, because it's a sex book, right? It's sex. So thinking that it's Simba, he's a little child. So I'm going to take away the fact that Simba, if he's not a child, he's a, you know, he's a cub. He's a, it's too young for him. So I'm going to go with the bed. Simba beds make apparently good beds. Got some good pillows. Is it about how hard you can have sex on your bed and not break the bed?
No. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion
about that.
Sleeps tonight. Right, tell me. In fact, I'm just going to tell you and you're going to know. So, okay. Simba. Oh, this is a brilliant one.
Oh.
It's when a man anoints a person's forehead with his semen, then spears it across her face with his penis. This originates from the Lion King when Rafiki anoints Simba with the juice from his ball-shaped throat.
Do you get this shit? What made you think when you were swiping your penis across a girl's forehead that you went, oh, I've got it?
That's I would just like to point out, although this is...
Hold on. No. We're not having it this week because you fucked me over. So at what point when you swiped your penis that you just jizzed over someone's forehead
jizzed?
At what point did you go, oh, I've got the sex bit for this week. What point did you think of me and then think, this is what I'm going to educate Cece on this week, and this is a Simba?
Well, because we're so close, I think of you every time I jizz them and then spread it across someone's face. I'd just like to point... That's so weird. I'd just like to point out that the dating sex book is not things...
Is weird.
It's not things Pete has done in his life.
Come on. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what they are. You've got to try everything, haven't you? Otherwise, you can't... Listen, you can't... you can't keep educating me and not done it yourself.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't try it. I'm just saying that I haven't done it. These are just all things that I think the world needs to be educated on. And I just think everyone should know. Have I ever Simbered anyone?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I've never sort of like...
maybe not that part, but I think when it's not that... It's not,
have I given a bird a facial? Yeah. Have I smeared it across her face and anointed her as if she is the new king of the land? No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Well, you're very boring in bed, aren't you?
yes, actually I am. I love missionary and making love. So that's a Simba.
Good to know. Should we talk about some weird and wonderful dating news then, seeing as we've all learned that Pete just has really average sex?
I think we should. On that note, I think we should.
On that note, we definitely should. Because Pete and I don't talk off air about Pete's... what's the right word?
Be very careful, Cece.
I know. I'm trying to be careful, but it just... We talk freely. There we go.
We talk quite freely on air, let's be honest with you.
Yeah, true.
So if you think on air is bad, imagine what our actual conversations are like.
yeah. Throwing some tequila.
Tequila.
Right.
Fucking tequila, Gary is on it today.
Oh, I'm so on it. I should have had a shot before we started, but I'm going to save that for after.
Okay, excellent. Fabulous.
I saw there was a wave of the hand. No.
Right, tell us some weird and wonderful dating news, Cece. Enlighten me, enlighten the nation, and enlighten us on how weird and wonderful people are when it comes to dating.
Okay, so first one, Chris Pratt. Do we know who he is? He's the guy from...
Captain America, isn't it?
Is it Captain America? He's done loads of films. I think he's quite a good looking guy. He's decent. He's got some brothers, hasn't he? The Pratt brothers. Am I thinking of the right person? Anyway, him, guy.
The Pratt brothers.
Yeah, there's a few of them. There's like five, isn't there? And they're all good, really good looking.
Oh, no, he's not. Chris Pratt is not Captain America. He is.
Is he not Avatar?
No.
Oh, right. I've got it wrong then. So Who's Chris Pratt?
He's done Jurassic World.
Yeah, I know. He hasn't got brothers. Take that back. But he might as well have.
I thought Peggy, shush, babe. Sorry. Peggy doesn't like him.
Oh, Peggy doesn't like him. Well, should I just not bother fucking saying what this is then? Because
Avengers. That's what he's been in, Avengers. I can't remember which one he is though. You tell the story while I find out which one he is.
Well, Jurassic Park. He's the guy that he's the main dude in it. The last Jurassic Park where they like spin that wheel. Anyway, so Chris Pratt is ruining. The title is Chris Pratt is ruining my relationship because my boyfriend hates him so much. Well, it sounds like Peggy and him are good friends, because there's not a lot of love right now. A woman is thinking about leaving her perfect boyfriend because he hates actor Chris Pratt so much. She's been with her partner for 3 happy years, but he's become irate about Chris Pratt and hates him so much that he would go on hour-long rants about how terrible he is. The woman said that the problem reached a new height when he discovered that the actor would star in the new Super Mario movie. He had a tantrum and ended up breaking his Nintendo Switch as a result. The woman tried to calm him down, but he childlessly accused her of supporting Chris Pratt and offering her an ordered her to leave. Who the fuck is this guy ordering? She is now considering leaving her once perfect boyfriend because although it is a minor thing, she is not sure it's a healthy environment to be in. What the fuck has this guy got on Chris Pratt? And why is he ordering his girlfriend to leave? And also, she called her perfect boyfriend. He's clearly not fucking perfect, is he?
Mental.
That is strange.
I don't have much more to add to that than what irrational hatred of Chris Pratt. I mean, does he know Chris Pratt? Has Chris Pratt done something bad to him in a previous...
Let's speculate, because I'll tell you what's happened to me before. So in my many moons of waitressing, when you serve a table and the woman has an unnecessary anger towards you and you think, I really haven't done anything wrong. I don't know what's going on here. And sometimes, and I've learned through actually asking questions, it's because you...
Why do you hate me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. It's because you remind them of someone that their ex or their actual partner they're on a date with has cheated on.
You remind me of a girl
that I
once knew. Believe all of the things you put me through.
Yep. So, fucking hell.
Yeah, listen, Chris Pratt, irrational dislike of someone. I don't really get that.
Well, I feel like
I have a very rational dislike of a lot of people, but not irrational ones.
I'm going to go with my theory. I think it's so much better. I think he's jealous of Chris Pratt,
yes.
Wants to be Chris Pratt, clearly isn't. Maybe his ex cheated on someone who looked like Chris Pratt and it's just triggering him. But you know what? What am I going to say to this that I say every week?
Are you going to say communication?
Yeah. Why don't you sit down in your perfect little fucking relationship and have chat?
I think the only communication that she should really have now is bye.
Well, it's 3 years, right? And apparently he is perfect. So I just think have a chat and just say, listen, maybe they are chatting about it, but let's say they're not. Talk more. Ask more. What the fuck is going on? Why are you so jealous of Chris Pratt? I'm just going to say maybe she needs to give him more reassurance. Maybe she doesn't say how beautiful he is. Maybe she doesn't say she loves his
penis.
You know, there's things that you can say to make your partner feel better.
Yeah, I always love it when people say they love my penis. So it always makes me
it's
feel
a
lot
nice
better.
Thing to and hear.
Yeah, it is a nice thing, and it stops me hating Chris Pratt. So that's always a benefit. What I also love about the fact that you love the advice and stories so much that you have now bought giving advice to the weird and wonderful dating apps.
Yeah. Well, yeah, clearly, look at me, I know. It's because, I'm reading a book at the moment and...
See, everybody stop what you are doing.
I am reading...
Cece Coleman, Takeda Gary, is reading a book.
And yeah.
And have you found Wally yet?
I have found the inner Gary in me and it feels good. It feels so fucking good.
Feels good to have Gary inside you, yeah?
It does. I'm not going to tell you what this book is yet. Once I've completed the book, me and Gary are going to tell you what that is. And I'm going to educate each week. Because okay. I feel like I've got to a point where, you know, I'm a bit stagnant. I'm not dating. So my stories are old school stories. So I'm reading a book.
Fine. Excellent. Well, okay. Listen. Next week we're going to have Pete's dating sex book. And we're also going to have a quiet book time with Cece Coleman and Gary.
Okay.
And Tequila Gary. Weird and Wonderful Dating News is done.
Done.
So, yeah. Done.
We actually give it. No, it wasn't even advice. See, I am very excited about giving advice.
You're very excitable today.
I am.
I feel like we're both quite excitable today.
I got the fine feeling. Not gonna lie.
I've got. Gosh. I've just got a feeling deep down in my soul. Just deep down in my soul.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that song?
No.
Da 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 da. It's a really good one. I promise, it's really good.
Okay. Who sings it?
Oh, how many people switch off when we try and sing?
Like, I imagine by now, because we've sung a lot in this episode. So I imagine it's probably just me and you now.
Okay. Well, that means we can sing more. Good.
Right. So you are listening to the Dating Show on Fubar Radio, where we sing, we give advice, and we talk all things dating. This week, modern romance is our topic. So for me, romance is dead.
Oh, really? Is that how but hang on. You feel it's dead because you're not giving it out or because... What? No.
I am a very romantic, gentle man.
Are you?
No. But...
So that's why it's dead then?
No, listen, I can be romantic. I don't mind a bit of romance.
What was the last romantic thing you did?
The last romantic thing I did.
You think is romantic. Not how the woman responded, but how you... What do you feel that you did that was romantic?
The thing is, because I've not really dated anyone properly, seriously, for a while. The last romantic thing I did was I organised... I was seeing someone. They absolutely loved live music. And I told her we were going to... just have like drinks and dinner and all that sort of stuff. And I'd arranged a private table in a jazz club where we sat and did all that sort of stuff. But I'd also arranged for someone to sing specifically to her favourite song, the guy that was actually playing in the jazz club.
I mean, I think the fact that you just listened to her and just the jazz club at itself is romantic because you listened to her, what she likes. So, and then you've taken that and took her to a lovely jazz club.
This Good. Was... a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I've done some very romantic things in my past.
We're in your past. That says it all again. Is you just said romance is dead. In your past, you did it. And now where we're at, it's, you know.
No, I don't think it's... I think it's because I've not really dated anyone that like, seriously enough to be romantic. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Because I think romance is something that you should do, you know, it's not something you really do on like first dates and all that sort of stuff. And that's all I really have. Obviously, I took someone away for the weekends to a place where they specifically wanted to go. Mm-hmm. That was quite recently because it was in the country and they missed the countryside, having lived in a country that was full of countryside and then having to live in London. Took them away to the countryside that was filled with animals because they love animals. I don't mind a bit of romance. But... But for me, when I say romance is dead, I mean people just make less effort, full stop. Like people think buying flowers is romantic, and I just think it's a cliche and it's fucking shite.
Well, it depends if you like flowers.
Yeah, but it's just such a...
It's not... It's
non-event.
But it's the thought, isn't it?
But is there any thought that goes into that? Because romance is surely about thinking specifically and tailoring it around the person that you're with. Buying flowers, you just do for any fucker.
Well, if that's what you do, then yeah, fine. But for instance, I wouldn't buy flowers for someone if they didn't like them. If I knew they liked them, then I would buy more.
Mm.
So right, I think,
tell me about romance for you then.
What do you want to know?
Tell me your romance experience. Where have you been romanced? Do you think romance is dead? Do you think people are as romantic? What happens on dates now for you in comparison to what they may have had previously? Do people make as much effort on dates?
So I would say it's quite a lot of questions in there. I think No, it isn't dead. I don't think it's dead because the people that I date in my 30s have lived through, we're all in the same era. We're all in the same, you know, we all feel the same way that it's, romance is slightly dead. When I have been sort of around people in their 20s, you know, mid 20s and whatnot, I would say maybe it is completely different there because they think differently to how I do. So that's why I always say I date men in my age bracket or above, because those special moments, like opening the car door, like buying flowers, or those little things, check-ins, you know, good morning messages, good night messages, I think are really beautiful, and they build a really lovely relationship or good foundation for a relationship. So I don't think it is dead. No, personally, I don't. I see the difference in people in their 20s, but in my age, I'm in my 30s. No.
See, I wouldn't put, because I always, I would open doors for people. I was walk roadside. You know, there's certain things, like as a man, that's just being a man. I and the way I was brought up, I wouldn't necessarily put that down to, well, maybe I suppose it is wrong. Maybe it's just a difference in generations between, like you say, people being younger and,
I think it's, sadly think it is generational, but that might mean that there's a new romance than people who are dating in their 20s that I don't know about, that's just not a bit of me. So,
well, because everyone now sort of dates online and does online dating and all that sort of stuff, I don't think as much effort goes into dates. I mean, even I always go to nice places on dates, like because I just want to do that, do you know what I mean? Or make an effort to do nice things on dates, especially the first time you see someone, because I think you should make an effort, because whether you're going on a date for the fifth time that week or the first time in 5 years, you should still be excited about that date and make an effort on that date. Does that make sense? And I think people are dating so much now that they've kind of lost the thrill and the thought behind being on a date.
I agree with you, because it's very easy to have more dates now than maybe we were having before. But I just think if you're dating anyone, you're going to get any type of date. But if you're selective about who you go on a date with, so, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into getting onto a date, say, for me. I'm not just going to, you know, Gary pops up and I go, yeah, Gary, let's go on a date. There's a lot more, there's a chat around it. And I understand a bit about who Gary really is before I even get to that date. And the reason why is because I don't want to waste my time and I don't want to go on a shit date. So I generally do a little bit of sort of background first. And I don't mean Googling their name and finding out if they're on Facebook.
Or does, yeah, DBS, fucking police checks.
Yeah, exactly. I usually know who the fuck is Gary. But like who they are, how do they speak? What's the kind of wording they use? You can tell so much from someone's just a limited amount of messaging.
So you do that based on messaging. So back in the day, if you look at like nans, granddads, all that sort of stuff, they couldn't really do all that messaging. So a lot of it would be done in letters or whatever else. And, you know, even as you get through that, people would have phone calls, but, you know, some people didn't have a phone, so used to share phones with next door and do all that stuff or walk to a phone box. And so I think people made more of an effort even then when it came to speaking and what you were saying. Now, because messaging is so easy, I don't think you can trust messaging for how someone's going to be on a date.
I hear you, because if you were to receive a letter, it's a lot more thought gone into it. You know, that person's left their house, they've bought a stamp, they've written, they've taken the time, and I get it. But you can still you can still tell a lot. And if someone's lying to you through a message, you're only going to know that when you get to the date, right? Or later on down the line, that they're really an asshole and they're not who they say they are. But then, you know, then you figure that out. But you kind of have to take everyone by face value. If we all turn up with this kind of like, oh, this person's going to be, you know, they're lying to me, or if you turn up jaded, you're going to have a jaded date. So it's about staying open, being present. And if that person's not right, they will just simply not be in your life, because what's for you will not pass you. And if that person's great, they'll stay around.
Being present.
Being present.
Be present. Are you present?
I'm very present right now. Yeah, I'm present with you.
I'm present right now.
Are you?
And do you know who else is present?
Oh, shit.
Yes, we also have the presence of Diana Vickers. I'll try to do it like X Factor then.
Let's get it on.
Hello.
Hello.
Diana, beautiful person. Cece and I were just discussing that we're very present, and now you are present with us. Diana Vickers, everyone will know you from X Factor, musicals, Key and D, which is my favourite thing in the world. As you know, I'm your number one fan.
Literally number one fan.
I am literally like your number
really
one
fan. You're like a proper fangirl, aren't you?
I literally am. I've got pictures of you on my wall. Anyway.
Squeeze over.
Yeah, they're all laminated. Before we go into this week's topic, which is modern romance, which we're going to talk to you about, we're just going to warm you up with a little bit of foreplay, if that's all right, Diana. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Cece, would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, so just so you're aware, the foreplay is actually quick-fire questions. So we're just going to ask some questions, really quick answers. Don't think about the response. Just go for it. First thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
Day night in or day night out?
Out.
Kissing or cuddling?
Kissing.
Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Receiving.
Good answer. Dating apps or meeting in person?
Meeting in person.
Dream job or dream partner?
Dream job.
Do you know what? Every week, everyone struggles with that question, apart from you. You ruthless, ruthless bitch. chat up line or straight to the point?
What?
Chat up line or straight to the point?
Straight to the point.
Big spoon or little spoon?
That's the one you struggle with. Dream job or dream partner? Dream job. Big spoon, little spoon. Oh,
I did it. Little spoon, yeah.
Single or taken?
Single.
Very assertive. Single. I'm there.
Okay, right. So, modern romance is our topic for the week.
Yeah.
I feel like you're one of them people that was probably born in the wrong era.
Me?
Yeah.
What, because of like chivalry and everything like that?
Yeah, and also, based on the fact that you don't like technology and...
awful. I'm really bad at it. Like, I don't respond to people on dating apps. Like, I'll start off a chat, I'll forget that I'm speaking to them. I don't, you know, I'm real bad at it.
They must be really interesting guys.
I know, I was going to say.
I'm sick of it. I get bored so easily. Yeah, no.
Bored with people or bored with the like what you're actually having to do to get to go on that
day? I find it a bit tedious. Like, I'm trying to talk to someone and like I just don't know if I'm going to like them. Like, and then you think that maybe you're having a bit of banter online. You're like, oh, it's got fun when you meet them and you're just like, you're like nothing like that. You just look at this total waste of my time. Or like, you don't look anything like your picture. Like, I'm just sick of it.
Okay, so you've had some bad experiences when it comes to dating over the last couple of years. A lot of bad experiences.
Yeah, real bad.
Okay, this is part of, it's sort of what I was saying earlier, Cece, about like now dating so different because everyone does everything online and whatever else. People don't make as much effort and there's a lot more chance for dates to be bad because people go on so many dates in comparison to what they probably used to when they were younger. Mm-hmm. So before we go into that, I want to hear some bad dates.
I brought a guy back to mine and I heard him having a really big poo.
Yes.
My God.
Cece, if you don't...
Oh, my God!
Cece, wait, what you've got to do after this, and everyone has to do following this story, because everyone's going, oh, that's fucking disgusting. Go on to Diana's Instagram, because she actually sang a song about it.
Yeah.
What, exposing the poo?
Well, she didn't expose the poo. She exposed the geezer.
Yeah, obviously, but the poo from the geezer.
Yeah, I know.
Does he have a name, this guy? Are we allowed to? Are we not?
No, we're not. We can't.
No name. Hang on, let's talk about this. He comes back to your house. You're like, oh, look, do you want a glass of wine? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, do you just use the toilet?
Yeah, well, we were like sort of hanging. We'd gone past the wine situation and we were sort of...
They were fucking.
Oh my God, you were having sex and he pooed.
No.
No! After the...
Oh, the release. Right, he released after.
Like, yeah. In the toilet, and I was like, yeah, okay. And he was in there for ages. Like, and then I heard him, like, poo. And
oh, God.
He then wanted to... Then he was like, have you got any more toilet roll? I was like, no. And he was like, does your sister have a bathroom? I was like, yeah. And he was like,
oh, my God.
Horrible. My sister came home not long after and she didn't realise that the guy was in the bedroom and she yelled. She was like, Dee, where's all my loo roll? I was like, came out. I was like,
what? Like, so hold on. Shah was in the fight. So she came home and
he came home. He'd gone, he'd used my bathroom, then went to her bathroom to use her toilet roll.
I just want to point out, how big was this shit to spread it across two rooms?
Like, so he's obviously cut himself off halfway through and gone, oh, hold on, suck it back up. I'm going to go and use another toilet.
He got a second wind.
He did, literally a second wind. And then he tried, because I was, like, kind of seeing him, and then he, like, tried to, like, go to sleep, and then, like, he couldn't sleep. And then, like...
Well, because he had a third wind, he needed another, he hadn't quite... It cleared the bowels completely. There's still a bit of.
Like, then all of a sudden at 2 a.m. he was like, "I've got to go. I've got to get on a flight to Italy at 11 o'clock."
That's
like,
an excuse. He was definitely touching cough again.
Yeah.
My God, it was. Why did I believe him?
Yeah, he definitely had a little fucking turtle head at the time. Oh, I've got to go. I've got to go to Italy. I've got to go to Italy and fuck up all their bathrooms.
Horrible. Bad. Yeah. So they just was a pretty bad day.
Let him use your sister's bath. Why didn't he just take the loo roll from your sister's bathroom? I'd be a bit like, "What? What's your?"
I don't think he thought he could make it back.
Oh my God, this guy's amazing.
Maybe she knew that I could like hear him or something because he was like right next to my loo. So he could probably wanted to like move locations.
I bet this guy is mortified. You sang a song about him. He's about to hear himself on our lovely podcast.
I feel really upset. He's actually a really sweet guy. And I actually saw him. I was walking around with my friend the other day and I saw him in the park and I was like, ah.
Yeah, he was squatting behind a tree having a shit.
Oh, this is amazing. We should just change the subject to shit dates because this is fucking brilliant.
Literally shit dates.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's modern romance. People just happily just shit everywhere.
Okay.
I just think of someone like, you know, we've all been in that position. Like, we're all human beings that we need to go to the toilet, don't we? But when I like first start dating someone, I started dating my ex-boyfriend of like 5 years and I need to go to the toilet. And he had an ensuite in his bedroom. And I was like, I cannot go to the toilet here. I like booked an Uber and got the hell out of there. I pretended that I was really ill. I was like, I feel really sick. I've got to go.
I'm a nervous I'm same. I think that's stuff that you kind of also.
PC, were you about to tell us that you're a nervous shitter?
I don't know, right? I just think there's things you build up to.
In front of people you don't know.
No, but well, it depends how well you know that person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
So if you're, in a new relationship, because you've been, you're in a relationship, I think it takes a while to get to that point because you don't want to break the sexiness as well.
But the topic this week is not modern shit. It's modern romance. So, Diana, what's the most romantic thing anyone's ever done for you?
I had a boyfriend that once, like, on the morning of my birthday, I woke up and he knew, he got, like, my favourite wine, and it's from this, like, region in France, and he made, like, a treasure trail of, like, all my wine, and then it led up to this saying that he was going to take me to that place in France, and then we went there.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, that's nice. That's quite also, romantic.
One of my boyfriends once met me at the Eurostar when I got back from Paris with like flowers and everything. That was cute.
That's really nice.
That's sweet. Yeah.
Unexpected. Yeah.
So do you think over the last, let's say, 5 years, romance is dead? Do you think people are as romantic as they were before? Do you think that we are slowly losing romance?
I think a bit, because the thing is with me, right, is when you meet somebody in person, you get a real sense of like what they're about and you want to see them again because you've already met them. They've done something to you. You've got an energy from them and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to see them again. And therefore, when you then want to date them, you've got a sense of an idea of what you want to do for them. You get excited. Whereas when you go on these dating apps, you have no idea about this person. You don't have a sense of them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, you can't really sort of detail the date around them personally.
Mm-hmm.
And like this, I'm on this app called Raya, okay? And yeah, you are sing on there, haven't I? And it's like these people get on there, right? That have not had access. There's so many beautiful people on Raya, and these people get on there. They cannot believe that they would have access to these gorgeous people because you don't have that in real life. And so they think that they have endless choice. So they just go one beautiful person, and then they're like, "Well, I don't really need to follow that up because there's another really fit person here."
But then isn't that sort of similar to, or that might come across, because you said that, you know, you're like, you forget to respond to people and you're like, oh God, I whatever you said it yourself. could that not be taken in that way too, that there's just so much availability choice for you and choice that that might come across that, well, she hasn't even responded to me, so maybe she's just chatting to someone else and she's just moved on.
Maybe. I find, because I'm really bad at technology, that I accidentally like people instead of like crossing them. So
I love this.
Who the hell is this?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's mainly what that is. But yeah, maybe I'll come across rude as well. Yeah,
you do. So no, I do think, because there is so much choice out there, that people don't make as much effort with the people.
Yeah, it's an effort, isn't it?
And that's part of the reason that romance kind of dies, because you don't, you go on so many dates, so there's so many options to go on dates now, that a date's just a date and you don't really overthink it. Whereas before, and years ago, before there was so much option, I think people would be more excited about a date and really think about the date, as in preparing for a date or what you're going to do on the date, or any of that sort of stuff. Whereas now I think people just, oh, it's just another date. I've got three this week. I've got fucking four this week. I'm doing this and doing that. So it does become less... Well, romance, that's why I think romance is dying. I think it's dead.
There was definitely a point, I think, after the pandemic.
Like my fucking soul.
I think there was definitely a point when we all, you know, were released from the lockdown, that there, what, that excitement came back, because people were like, oh my God, I just want to do stuff. I want to see people. I want to get out. And everybody was making a lot of effort. I mean, I guess it was effort just to leave your house at that point. So there was something about that that I noticed a difference in the dating world. However, weirdly enough, that's when my dating failed. So I've always had really good dates, but after the pandemic, when maybe it's just, I was way too excited, but I,
you were very keen.
You know what? That's what it is. I think.
I remember you were overly keen.
Yeah, just too
overly keen.
To be honest with you,
cut that bit out. In fact,
you were so overly keen, Cece, it actually put me off being your friend. should we move on to Love the Way You Lie game?
Yeah, let's play a game. Why not? Let's play a game.
Cece, why don't you explain the game to us? Because I always get it fucking wrong, despite the fact that we've done the show every week now. I think this is like our 30th show, but I still get it wrong.
I have to write this game down every week because I fuck it up as well. Like, I don't quite know why, but hey ho. So the game is, we would like you to tell us three stories. Two are truth and one is a lie.
Okay.
They can be stories or statements or whatever you wish, but we get one question each per story, which we can ask at the end. So,
yes.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, go
on.
We
have to work out which one's the liar. Just for the record, some people, when we tell them to give us stories, give us War and Peace. You don't need to do that. short stories are fine.
I've got three statements. I think you know one of these though, Pete. I have a feeling, so I don't know.
All right, I'm not going to look at Pete in case he gives it away that he knows them.
All right, if I know it, I won't say nothing.
One. Okay, I ghosted Lewis Hamilton on a dating app. Story number two. I hooked up with a guy called Mummy. Statement number three, I went on a date and realised that my sister had already slept with the guy.
Right.
Oh, fuck, these are good.
Maybe you don't know these.
I thought you were going to say something else, actually. No, a different story that you told me once before. Right, okay, so the first one is...
Ghosted
Lewis Hamilton. Second one is you dated an ancient Egyptian. And the third one is you and your sister both went on a date with the same guy, but obviously you didn't know, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I obviously I know your sister as well. I'm trying to think if you would both go for the same sort of guy. Cece, what's your question?
So ghosting Lewis Hamilton, so let's just put this into perspective, because you already said that you're brilliant on the apps, so this could very well be true. So were you having a conversation with him? Because to ghost someone, you kind of got to obviously disappear. So were you talking and then just suddenly... you stopped talking, so you ghosted him.
Yeah.
Okay. My question for number one, is it because you realised he was a cock?
Do I have to say? What? No.
You can answer however you wish. Don't worry. We're trying to find the truth here.
It's the way that they said something.
Okay.
All right. A second one.
Mummy.
Yeah, for me, why would you date someone called Mummy?
Well,
Where was he from? Oh, that's two questions.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, but like I'm going to start to give away the answers.
Yeah, but this is where that's the idea.
He was a guy like on holiday, so that yeah.
Okay, mummy.
Okay. Was mummy a mummy's boy?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
Probably. A third one. At what point did you realise that Charles had already dated, your sister had already dated him?
Because he said, you look familiar.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cece, any questions for story number three?
No, questions for three.
What do you think? Oh, I'm really curious about what you're going to say.
I think the lie is number one. Despite the fact that that sounds like the most truthful one, I just don't think you would connect with Lewis Hamilton because I don't see him as being your cup of tea.
Right. Cece?
I personally feel like number one is definitely true. And I'm going to go the lie. They're very good, by the way, these are. They're very fucking annoyingly good. And
Mummy's got to be true because that's just too random fucking...
But I also think the sister one, because your response about, he said, I recognise you. I've seen you before. Fuck it. I'm going to go with three is the lie.
Okay, shall I say what's a lie?
Yeah.
Yes. Three, Cece got it.
Yay! I'm never getting right.
I've got so many questions right now. Lewis Hamilton, what did he say that put you off?
He just called me baby.
I frequently, and
I was like, I don't know why. I was like, that makes me really like, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know me.
You're too much. Don't call me baby. I'm not your baby. Who says that? Devil Wears Prada.
I've heard some interesting stories about him, which I'll discuss with you after, which is why I couldn't imagine. Because from I obviously don't know him, I've never met him, but I do know people that have spoken to him before and they've said he's quite cringy. Really?
And that's why
I can't imagine you even. I don't know why. Anyway, all right, fine, fuck it. So I got it wrong again.
Right, got it wrong.
Me off when I get it wrong. I fucking hate every week I get it wrong. You're like Sherlock fucking Holmes. It's a joke.
Do you know what it is? I just.
She's good.
You know when you're good at something, you just want to keep being good at it. It just feeds that ego real nicely.
Whereas I'm evidently just really easy to fucking lie to. So.
Yeah, gullible.
I'm really gullible.
Actually, those are only my questions. Mummies, I feel sorry for the boy. I feel sorry for looking at a baby. Oh, I just love you. You popped out and you are mummy.
But I'm guessing because I'm guessing he wasn't English.
No, he was Turkish. I went to a restaurant in Turkey. Me and my sister got there. We were like, let's have a quiet night. And the next thing I know, he took a real shine to me and he started sending me over fruit, like loads of fruit with like sparklers in it. I was like, what the hell's going on?
See, romantic. Nothing says romance like a fucking piece of pineapple with a birthday candle in it.
And then the next thing I knew, he started sending me over cake, then coffee. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then he was like, you come to this club and I got table. I was like, right. I was like, we're going to have to go now. And then he'd like put me on like a podium. And I was like, I'm being short, like, bless him. Like, this is just like, I'm never going to get with him in a million years anyway. I got with him.
Of course, lovely. So he started the night sending over fucking pineapple with sparklers and cake with sparklers. And then he just unwrapped his cock and put a sparkler on it. And there she was.
Did you call him mummy in the bedroom?
I just didn't call him English.
He kept calling Diana daddy, which was weird.
Oh, I love it.
For God's sake.
Anyway, right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. What fun.
It's been an absolute pleasure. When are we hearing some more K&D stuff?
We might record one today, you know. We've got a good one. We've got one up our sleeves.
Yeah.
Where can we find you, Diana? Where are these? What's your Insta handle?
Yeah, my Instagram. Diana Vickers Official.
Okay, amazing. Well, everyone needs to go and listen to Key. Have you set up a Key and D Instagram?
Yeah, we do, but it's on mine. Just go on that one.
Fine. So go on Diana's and listen. You'll have to go back through the back catalogue of songs because they are great. The Jack Grealish one is very good.
Oh, yeah, you ignored me. I'm sick of him.
This is great.
DC, you'll get lost in a Diana Vickers. You'll get lost in a K&D wormhole.
In a hole.
Love it.
You'll get lost.
I like it.
But yeah, so everyone go check that out. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, I like
it. Are we gonna do it again? Are we gonna do what we do every week? Nice as our guest.
Do you think it's really obvious when we don't like someone because we just don't say anything after and we go, right, then move on to questions?
Yeah, but do you know what? I feel like we've been quite lucky considering we've done so many of these shows now. We've been very lucky that there hasn't been many guests that we have not liked. There has been a couple that we've spoken about off air, but the majority we really like.
Do you know what we do? We're very lucky. I think we have do you know what? When people turn up and they're open, no matter what kind of person you are, if you're open and you own that, firstly, it's really fun to interview someone like that. And you do end up liking them for their openness because you think, fuck it, you're just being you.
Yeah. And do you know what? And another thing, because you and I are we're social butterflies.
Yes.
So a lot of our guests we've known.
Well, we do know quite a lot of them. Actually, that's what it is. We just basically bring on our mates. So if you're a mate of Pete and I, you can come on. If you're not.
Some of my mates, you're not allowed to come on. Yeah, it's just a no-go.
Pete's female friends, maybe not. Actually, no, Diana was like, no, okay. Okay, so the people that Pete have slept with can't come on the show.
Do you know what would be really funny?
We are going to run out of guests. Go on, what?
Oh,
was that mean?
That was a low blow.
Was it? Oh, did you know, if I was there right now, I'd hug you and I'd push myself over. Because that was mean.
Can you push yourself over for us now?
No.
Because I'll just feel really sad.
No, don't really do it. Let's move on.
I feel like you should push yourself over for us.
Because I know I want to do it, but I'm not going to.
Go on, I feel like you should, Cece.
No, I've gone red.
I'm very sad. You've really upset me.
The fact that I've gone red shows how stupid that comment was, but I would still do it for you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm not going to allow you to do it because I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself and I care about you too much.
I've actually gone red.
You are listening to The Dating Show on FUBAR Radio. We have just had Diana Vickers, and our topic this week was modern romance. So we've covered a little bit about modern romance. My opinion is romance is dead. Cece still has hope and believes.
I'm still hopeful.
She still has hope and still believes. So if you are looking to date Cece, be romantic. You know.
Just actually anything.
Just be romantic. Actually, listen, if you want to date Cece, now's a good time because anything will do. You can find everything to do with The Dating Show.
Why are you ending the show?
I'm not. I'm just putting it in this bit because I feel like at the end, it will give us more time to sing and be silly.
Okay, actually, yeah, go on. That's a really good idea. That's that's a good plug. Go, where can you find us?
You can find us on the Dating Underscore Show on Instagram, which is the home, the HQ and the hub of everything we do.
Yeah, it is.
Our producer clips up loads of stuff of us being stupid, and you can find out where all the shows are and all that sort of stuff on FUBAR Radio. So now I've got that out of the way. I don't need to do it at the end and we can sing.
Well done.
Thank you. It was okay. I'm just trying to say no 30 weeks in. and then now you've made me feel awkward about it.
I'm sorry, I got you.
It's twice now.
I'll proper push myself over. Don't worry about it. I'll video myself doing it too, and I'll just show it to you.
Thank you. And if you do send me a video of you doing that, I will not post it. So, listeners' questions and stories.
Oof.
Now, I've been excited about this all week.
Yeah, I've actually had it in my brain all week as well.
We have John the Wedgie Man.
John
the Wedgie Man. He comes from Ho and he does dun dun. I reckon I could make a sea shanty about John. John the Wedgie Man. He likes underpants and when they're pulled down, you know, like sea shanties.
No, how do I not know this? Is this part of singing?
Sea shanties, you know, that they became really famous in, like, I don't know, I think it was fucking at the start of this year. And they were everywhere. Dun, 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 dun.
I was very out of the loop at the beginning of the year. But I've just been...
Well,
I
just look fucking silly.
No, you don't. I will fucking push myself over for the third time. It will be big.
No, I tell you what you should do is just push yourself over whilst a sea shanty is playing.
Okay.
That would make me happy.
I got this.
Right, so I just want to point out to everyone, after we had John the Wedgie Man on last week, as soon as we finished the show, Cece, myself and Georgia, our producer, we spent a good 20 minutes discussing wedgies in further detail and sending videos to each other.
And George won. She really won it because she found
definitely won it.
Because
and you'd think that is, you know, slightly weird, but we just like to research what we're talking about because we take this very seriously.
After the show.
But we did have an awful lot of questions for John the Wedgie Man. This has been the biggest introduction to one, to someone's fucking voice note in the world. But he's actually got some replies to some of our questions. So take it away.
John
the Wedgie Man.
So just answering a couple follow-up questions about the wedgie fetish. So am I erect when being wedgied? The answer is yes. Even mentions of wedgies can send you from 6 to midnight. That is just, it's ultimately what a fetish is. But yeah, Pete's right to point out that especially for a male, there can be some serious risk involved. I think there was actually even a public story about a kid losing a testicle to a wedgie, which is kind of fucked up to think. But yeah, I mean, it's a form of pain. And so there's definitely proper ways to try to mitigate that risk. But that kind of just comes with the whole ordeal. And then are there different levels to wedgie pain? Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of variations of the fetish. I would definitely say the majority are into harder ripping wedgies. I think with the whole dom sub aspect of this fetish, people aren't really looking to either dom someone or be dommed in a light manner. So would definitely say the majority are into the harder, more extreme wedgies, but there's definitely a variation to pain tolerance and all of that as well. But yeah, ultimately we didn't choose this fetish. So you're kind of just dealing with it.
Right.
Wow.
I feel a lot more clearer now. Thank you, John. My favorite part of that was we didn't choose this fetish, which I imagine should be followed up with the fetish chose us.
Yeah.
So our erect, the pain.
I just love how seriously he took that. I mean, it's his voice. I mean, we love a good voice, don't we? He just spoke quite eloquently about the process and it was so matter of fact. And John, I actually quite like you.
Yeah, I do. I'm quite an open-minded person. And I think having done this show for so long now, we've heard all sorts of kind of fetish things. And I actually just find it quite interesting that, like, as weird as some might be, because it's not my fetish, I've got a lot of respect for people that openly admit their slightly unusual fetishes.
Yeah, I don't know what I mean? A good thing or a bad thing that we're now becoming quite accustomed to the sound of someone getting tortured and it being okay. And you know, what does that say about us? That crack on.
But I think as much as like even what John said there, it's just, you know, that's just what turns people on. It's a slightly odd to myself or to you, probably to a lot of people, but.
Do you know what I want to know a bit more, right? So you might be able to answer this. So if you're erect and you've obviously got, you haven't got a line. What? Yeah, you have. So the seam of someone's pants or their boxers, does it sit between the balls? So it sits like right, so that's the willy. And then does it sit like, and then there's a ball and a ball. And then does the seam of the kind of like, because where are you pulling? Because it would make a difference, right? If you're pulling from like near the hips on a wedgie, that's going to like dig into the tops of the thighs, right? Whereas if you're pulling at the front, right at the front from the like the stomach, the belly button to the bum crack, you'll go on.
Okay. So I don't know. So I don't know why you think
you hear what I'm saying, right? Like it makes sense.
But a wedgie is from the back. That's the whole point of a wedgie. You don't pull from the front.
But
you always pull from the back. I don't know, but for me, that's what a wedgie is. You pull from the back and you pull up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So presumably, and I suppose it depends on, again, like we were saying there, what sort of underwear it is. If you've got boxers on, then I'm guessing it would be up around, which is why he said about someone losing a bollock, because I imagine actually that's the danger zone, is your bollocks more so than your cock, because your cock will just sort of go flat to your stomach, won't it, if it's being yanked up and it's hard, and you'll have cloth either side, but it will be the bollocks that are in the danger zone, as John,
because it's too, I guess if you're listening
just said, there's a story of someone losing a bollock due to excessive wedgying.
I wonder if that was the fetish or just been...
Well, I don't think losing a bollock is part of the fetish.
No, I mean, were they in a sex act or were they, you know, was someone bullying them at school? That's quite interesting.
But John, thank you for getting back to us. We really appreciate it. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Because sharing is what, Cece?
It's caring.
Caring is caring. Next up, we have a dating story from Rachel. She has wrote to us. Do you want to read or shall I?
I'll go for it. So Rachel, years ago, a friend of mine found out her husband was having an affair. She found a love letter, which was more of a sex letter, from the lady in question in her husband's jacket pocket. The mistress's nickname for him was Paddington, God knows why. After she found out, my friend, who had made her husband's packed lunch, sent him off to work with a marmalade sandwich, just like Paddington would have eaten. Game over. She booted him out when he got home. I wonder if, so these marmalade sandwiches, did she, is this his daily routine, or did she put the marmalade sandwiches in there on purpose to say...
Well, she said that after she found out, her friend who makes her husband's packed lunch sent him to work with marmalade sandwiches. So she found out about it, then sent him marmalade sandwiches, presumably to go, fucking, I know what you're doing, dickhead, eh? Who's a naughty little bear?
What a shit way to find out, right? You're going through, I mean, not going through your husband's stuff, but you're whatever you're doing is washing, and you find not just a letter, but a sex letter from someone else. That's really shit.
And also, just for anyone listening, you know, firstly, don't have a mistress. Very bad.
Yep.
Secondly, if you do have a mistress, don't keep sex letters.
No.
You know, I think that's pretty self-explanatory there.
Well, yeah, was he trying to get caught?
Possibly. 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 Maybe. He was just very, I don't know what we're doing now. He was just very tired of being a naughty little bear.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Good riddance. Rachel, it would be nice to see this letter, but you've obviously done the right thing. And do you know what? Good. I like the fact that she's given some marmalade sandwiches just to show him that she knows.
Yeah. Onwards and upwards to
onwards
your...
And
Rachel, onwards and upwards to you and your friend. Good luck with life. That was a very sexy.
Was it? Oh, I haven't been called sexy in ages, like 24 hours. So thanks, Pete. Appreciate that.
That was, fuck. I am, I'm hard. don't keep
just
that
in my
up,
breathing.
Georgia, don't keep that up.
Pete, I'm going to sing to you because it's the end and I fancy a song.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, before you do that, the only other bit that I haven't done, which I always have to do after the listeners' question stories, is if that you do want to send us some stories and questions, we love hearing from you, then email thedatingshow@fubarradio.com and we will endeavour to get through as many as possible. But we love hearing your stories and we love giving advice.
However, we genuinely do.
However fucking useless it is. Well, listen... Thank you all for life. Just thanks for being here.
Thank you for... And Pete, thank you for being you.
Just thank you for being you.
Thanks for your hair.
My hair?
Yeah.
It's quite bouncy today, isn't it?
Thanks for having bouncy hair.
Well, in honour of the dating sex book term, because we're just waffling now because we don't know how to say goodbye, which was Simba, I do feel like we should sing... A Lion King song.
Okay.
So I don't know. Well, like a Wimble.
Yeah. Go.
So do you want to do the low bit or the high bit?
No, I've definitely got to do the low bit because I'm female and you've got to do the high bit because you've generally got a lower voice than me. So make sure your tone is right there. Don't fuck this up, okay? Really high.
Okay.
So I'm just a window upping, right?
Well, shall I do that bit with you as well?
We'll start together and then you sing. Okay, ready? One, two, three, go.
A wimble way, a wimble way, a wimble way, a wimble way,
a wimble way, a wimble way.
In the jungle, the mighty dirty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Mo-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee
Wow.
Neither did I.
Pete Wicks, how do your balls feel right now?
Wedged.
Wow, what a guy. Pete, you just get better each week. You get better over time. I didn't think you'd get any better, but you just do.
You simply put me off because you stopped in shock. It
was that high note. It went right through my eardrum. It was amazing.
I don't know if you noticed, but I had to close my eyes and look away because I couldn't take myself seriously. That's a little rendition of A Wimbleway for all of you from CC and I. Goodbye.
Goodbye.